This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 9. It says there, "Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become far too numerous for us." End of quote. The Lord God, with his power and outstretched arm, delivered the children of Israel from the slavery in Egypt under the leadership of Moses, and he led them to the promised land, that is the land of Israel. However, they were slaves and they were in bondage in Egypt for about 400 years before God intervened in their life. During this time of slavery and sufferings, God increased their numbers. The children of Israel were only 70 people in numbers when they came into Egypt first time. However, the Lord in heaven, the God, multiplied them, and they became exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. God was making a nation right there in their sufferings and slavery in Egypt. Beloved, are you in sufferings? Are you under bondage and problems? God, who rescued the children of Israel, can rescue you from your circumstances. His outstretched arm and mighty power are available to you for help and deliverance, however bad your situation may look like today. You may think you are in severe trials and problems. However, listen, God has a bigger plan right in the midst of your difficulties and sufferings and confusions, if you listen to Him when He reaches out to you personally. Now, after 400 years, according to the promise God made it to Abraham, the children of Israel are ready to come out of bondage and slavery and go into the promised land. They were prepared to form a nation and its government. This is how the nation Israel came into existence on the face of this earth. It was the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham in the Bible in Genesis 12. Abraham's family, before he obeyed the living God in heaven, they were idol worshippers in Mesopotamia. And God intervened sovereignly in such a background and called Abraham and asked him to come out of that idol worship background and go to the promised land that he would show him eventually. God promised Abraham this, and it is recorded in Genesis 12. "I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through your seed." End of quote. Beloved, I don't know where you are and what background you are today. However, I can tell you this for sure. There is only one God, and He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. There is no other God out there by which you can receive blessings. He is the God who created man in His own image. The one true God loves you and sent His only Son to this world to save you from your sins and problems, to reconcile you with God the Father. You see, He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for your sins, buried, and rose again from the dead. God is calling you to come to Him today, in and through the person and work of Jesus Christ, who loves you and died for all of your sins. Abraham heard the call of God, and he left Mesopotamia, the idol-worshipping culture, by obeying the call of the living God. The same God is calling you today to come out of your background. It does not matter what nationality you are, what color you are, and what religion you are. The living God of the Bible calls you today to arise and come to His Son, Jesus Christ. Bible says, and it is recorded in the Bible, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: "Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River, and they worshipped other gods. But God says, I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him through the Canaan and gave him many descendants." End of quote. God wants to take you from your current situation and use you for His glorious and beautiful purposes. Like God called Abraham, God is calling you today. God was making a nation out of the grandchildren of Abraham. Abraham's son was Isaac, and Isaac's son was Jacob. And God gave a new name to Jacob, and the new name was Israel. Jacob, or Israel, had 12 children. And these 12 children are the 12 tribes of the nation Israel. Jacob and his 12 children went down to Egypt when there was a severe famine in the entire world. Joseph was sent there ahead of time, and God made him the prime minister of Egypt. Although he suffered a lot in his young life, God had a plan behind all of Joseph's unbearable sufferings. Joseph became famous in Egypt. The whole family of Jacob was reunited in Egypt and saved from famine and death because of Joseph. And all was well for some time. Then after many years, there arose a king who did not know anything about Joseph. He started persecuting the children of Israel, who became numerous at that time in Egypt. He enforced forced labor and slavery on the children of Israel. However, the more he oppressed them, the more numerous in numbers they became. The whole of Egypt was afraid of the children of Israel because they multiplied and became numerous in numbers. Beloved, during slavery, sufferings, and confusion, the sovereign God was at work. He was making a nation out of the children of Israel to fulfill his unconditional promise he made to Abraham in Genesis 12. Dearly beloved, Bible says in Psalms 46:10, God says this, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth." End of quote. In your sufferings and confusions also, be still and know that He is God. He will be exalted out of your sufferings and trials. God gets the glory, and He will exalt Himself out of your problems and sufferings. Two things. God is calling you today to come out of your background and follow Him. He would guide and direct your steps. God says and promises you will become a blessing in this world. God has a big plan and purpose for your life. He has in store for you a good future, hope, and blessings. Secondly, God will be exalted in the midst of your sufferings, trials, and problems. He will get glory out of your circumstances. Come out and stay focused on God and see what mighty works He has in store for you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in the tremendous and matchless power you have. I believe you created the heavens and the earth. I worship you, Lord. For your calling, I come and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior and Lord today. I believe He died, rose again for my sins. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ for deliverance and salvation. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.